This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. There's a lot of confusion over a couple new medical recommendations this week. One about mammograms, that women should not be getting mammogram screenings until age 50. The earlier recommendation was age 40. And now the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says women shouldn't get pap smears to test for cervical cancer until they're 21 years old. Although, again, there's some limitations on that particular decisions, and that they should get the test less frequently than once a year. That was the earlier recommendation. We're joined right now by Dr. Andrea Price, an OB-GYN in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
It seems that for a long time, at least as long as I can remember, we've been told that early detection is the key to better survivability. And now we're not only seeing these new recommendations, we're also hearing about medical evidence showing that early detection doesn't necessarily make the outcomes better. Is that true?
Well, it depends in general on the disease where you're talking about. As far as pap smear screening, for example, the reason the recommendations have changed to age 21 is because it's found that in this young population of females that cancer, now that we know that it's linked to the HPV virus, it's very extremely slow growing, and typically it takes an abnormal pap 5 years to become cancer. And over 90% of this population of young girls, the cancer does not occur. They actually clear the virus from their body, and in 1 to 2 years after first being infected with the virus, they become negative. Therefore, when women in this age group were getting more frequent screenings, they were getting more biopsies, more invasive procedures, which
false
potentially
caused
harm. Right. A lot of false positives in that age group. So that is the reason that ACOG made those recommendations.
I've had 3 false positives myself, and I have to tell you, the experience of getting a false positive is not pleasant.
Right, right. And the fact that, you know, not greater than 90% of these girls, these lesions will recede to 1 to 2 years. And the fact that if you do have an abnormal pap, it takes 5 years to become, you know, the earliest, you know, stage of not invasive cancer. They feel that there's a lot of opportunity to pick up on disease and treat only those people that would potentially progress into a more serious abnormality on their pap smear.
So how is this playing out in your own office? Are you telling your patients that now you're going to giving them pap smears until age 21? And in New Jersey,
not.
How's this playing out?
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, my patients have come to expect over the years having yearly paps. They feel comfortable with it. And my biggest fear is that if I start telling these young women, many of whom become sexually active at age 13, 14, 15, that, you know, they don't need a pap until 3 years after sexual activity or age 21, then they will not come in for routine screening, because that routine screening is connected to the yearly pap. Therefore, we're missing out on lots and lots of opportunity to screen for sexually transmitted infections, which is very prevalent in that age group, besides just the HPV virus.
But this is an attempt to try and cut down on what they call unnecessary screenings, in other words, unnecessary healthcare costs, right? Quickly?
They want what they call evidence-based medicine. They want to know that for the cost to the population for a certain screening procedure, actual benefit rather than harm is coming from that procedure.
Okay. Dr. Andrea Price is an OBGYN in New Jersey talking about the new recommendations. We have both the recommendation that women should get their first mammogram screenings after age 50, and the new one today from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is that women shouldn't get pap smears to test for cervical cancer until they're 21 years old, and that you do not need the test more than once a year.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.